The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for multiple sclerosis. Here's an article by Marissa Wexler, MS. Tecfidera may reduce relapse rate more than other RRMS therapies. First-line treatment with Tecfidera, dimethyl fumarate, leads to a lower rate of relapses in people with relapse-remitting multiple sclerosis, or RRMS, than does treatment with Aubagio, teriflunomide, or injectable immunomodulators, according to an analysis of insurance data from France. These data may be useful to feed into physician choices of patients' treatment, according to researchers. The findings were published in the British Journal of Clinical Pharmacology in the study Comparative Effectiveness of Dimethyl Fumarate in Multiple Sclerosis. Tecfidera is commonly used as a first-line treatment for RRMS. The therapy is thought to work by reducing the activity of the immune system. The name brand medicine is marketed by Biogen, which funded this study, though generics also are available. Some RRMS treatments have been compared directly in head-to-head clinical trials, but such studies are lacking for Tecfidera, which makes it difficult to make reliable comparisons between it and other medicines used in RRMS. Now, a team in France conducted an analysis using data from a national French insurance database to compare Tecfidera to several other commonly used first-line treatments for RRMS. Based on prescription histories, the scientists identified 9,304 RRMS patients who started on Tecfidera or one of the other therapies from July 2015 to December 2017. The average age of patients was 40, and most were female. By analyzing demographic and clinical data, the researchers created groups of similar patients for comparison. For example, they created two groups of 1,679 patients each, where one group was treated with Tecfidera and the other was given Aubagio. These groups were matched for a number of variables that could influence results. The team then used statistical analyses to compare outcomes. Since the researchers were using insurance data, they didn't have access to medical records to identify events of interest, such as relapses, which was a noted limitation of the study. Instead, the researchers used proxies based on the insurance data. As a stand-in for relapses, the team looked for times when patients were hospitalized and/or received high doses of anti-inflammatory medications. Similarly, they looked for new reimbursements related to disability devices as a proxy for measuring disability progression. Results of the analyses showed that yearly risk of relapses was significantly lower, by about 19%, in patients given Tecfidera compared to those treated with Aubagio. Tecfidera also outperformed injectable immunomodulators, or IMMs, a class of medicines that includes interferon products and gladiromer acetate, sold as Copaxone, among others, in terms of reducing relapse rates by 28%. Other comparisons between Tecfidera and Gilenya or Fingolimod did not reveal any statistically significant differences in relapse rate. No noteworthy differences in disability progression were seen among any of the analyzed medications, although the researchers noted that since they were looking at only reimbursements for devices, it's likely their analysis missed instances of mild disability progression. The researchers concluded that Tecfidera proved to be associated with better results than Aubagio and immunomodulators regarding relapse activity, without significant difference on disability progression. Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by John Connor, Fall Down, Get Up Again. It's just one of those MS snow days. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Dylan Thomas wrote in his famous poem about us humans fighting, against all odds, the inevitable moment of death. Oh yes, I went there. I'm starting with the dark and seeing if I can pull it back with a swath of lightheartedness. Probably not, but hopefully I've got your attention now. My fight is with aggressive MS. I'm driving on through, no matter what it throws at me. Sheer will and all that. That's always been my way. I'm not obstinate, just dogged. I was never interested in climbing mountains or walking across the South Pole, just striving away in the arts. We all pick our windmills, except aggressive MS picked me. I started writing this column on Tuesday and felt reasonably invigorated. The previous day, I had given up. During my routine shower, I slumped into that severe fugue state of fatigue that MS likes to induce. Oh, the joys of having to use an anal catheter every day, hence the shower. Actually, it is a joy. There's no more straining on a commode for hours, especially since I can no longer climb onto it by myself. Now I can spend the day with that jolly old ring of confidence. So I acquiesced to being put to bed for a couple of hours. The hours stretched to dinner time, which I did get up for. Then guess what? Time to prepare for bed. It was back to my wet room for a wee and a brush of them thar teeth. It takes quite a while, as I have little room to play with while I'm in my powered chair. I don't dare go in there properly, as the last time I did, I ripped my shower apart. There's plenty of room on my dual commode and shower chair, however. Yes, it's a tad ironic to take my own toilet next to the actual toilet, which of course I can no longer aspire to clambering onto. Thankfully, it's just a truly bog-standard bog. I'd ruminated on a special disabled toilet that adapted those wonderful Japanese ones that treat your derriere like a posh car wash, circa £5,000 or $6,800, which I only would have been able to use for about 6 months. I knew I had aggressive MS. My neurologist had been putting the phrase in his letters to me for years, but my normal pessimism seems to have been replaced by optimism. Maybe it's the way we humans keep going. Even now, researching the research about MS professionally for this website as a moderator for the MS News Today forums in the past few years didn't allow the gravity of aggressive MS to sink in. Sorry, I promised at least a sprinkling of humor, and I have failed. Even during my stay in bed, I chose to watch the harrowing film Destroyer. Then to cheer myself up, I started on the third series of Netflix's excellent comedy, Miracle Workers. The miracle, however, didn't cut through my NOE. Still today, the sun is shining, and Frank Sinatra's jazz-infected croon is purring through my speakers. I'm glad I accepted my MS snow day.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.